Well, hello now to Phil Vine.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. I don't know whether you are a fan of Kathy Lett, have strong feelings either way. She has a book out now called HRT, Husband Replacement Therapy. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, well, with all the seriousness about it, it might just be time for a bit of lightish relief. A frivolous book like this one, full of shock femme humour, which is how I choose to describe it. So Kathy's been around for a long time now. She's born in Australia, English writer. She's written 14 bestsellers by my count. All of them are peppered with this trademark acidic wit, and men are the principal targets. The story is very much about playing out women's darkest, most vengeful fantasies. And husband replacement therapy, as you might have guessed, is right up there vengeance-wise. So it's a great premise. Ruby's told she's got terminal cancer on the eve of her 50th birthday. She's the youngest of three daughters, always the good child, never had anything bad to say about anyone, except she gets drunk and then serves it up to everyone, one verbal slap after the other. Her octogenarian mother for playing the three sisters off against each other, her sisters' husbands for being sleazers, her husband's boss, who she accuses of sleeping her way to the top, and finally her husband, who she accuses of having an affair with one of her friends. Quite a tour de force in the first few pages. Pretty raw, pretty funny. Then farce kicks in. She finds the doctor's sent a wrong diagnosis to her. She doesn't, in fact, have cancer. She doesn't want to tell anyone because she spent the last of her savings on tickets for a cruise with her two sisters, who feel compelled to join her. So they embark on a spot of husband replacement therapy. Read on. So Kathy Lett's books are written unapologetically for women. She describes it as a sort of conversations that are had when men aren't around. She's not immune to having male readers. What she does say is, guys, you're welcome to, but be warned, you'll be ovulating by the end of the novel. I wasn't exactly ovulating, and it's not my first Kathy Lett novel. I do enjoy her. She's a trailblazer. She kind of pioneered this form of devil-may-care feminist satire, and she's got a major following through it. And people have that kind of, oh, she can't write that sort of reactions. But we've got to remember that trail started a full 40 years ago. And the sort of stuff that she writes and did write is the sort of shtick now that I hear stand-up artists rolling out in comedy clubs regularly, sort of breaking down the taboos of pregnancy, abortions, love, adultery, sharing those women-only conversations with a mixed audience. In book circles, I suppose, it's the sort of thing which Caitlin Moran does so brilliantly now. But it doesn't really feel as if Kathy Lett has responded to that imitating flattery. It doesn't feel like she's moved on or evolved. A lot of the one-liners, you feel like you've kind of heard them before or a variation on them. And the laughs, they're still funny, but they're not as electrifying, not as shocking as they were. You know, maybe it's a result of writing a bestseller age 19, you know, and 14 bestsellers later. Perhaps she sees no need to change, and maybe her readers don't want her to either. I guess I still enjoyed it. I did enjoy it, and I think fans of hers will enjoy it. But I'll leave her with the last word. She made some post-lockdown predictions to the Sydney Morning Herald. She's a journalist as well as novelist, very busy woman. She says, after the Zoom boom, there will be a baby boom. We've heard that a lot. And also an uptick, she believes, in divorces as women confined in a house with men realized the closest their husbands come to housework is a sweeping glance around the room, which is classic Lett. And I have to say, on behalf of blokes, in 40 years, we might have got slightly better at hoovering. Thanks, Kathy. Kathy Lett also predicts a spate of bad novels after lockdown. Now, this isn't one of them. But then again, with all of this fine material around, it's not as shockingly funny as perhaps it ought to be. I give it 3 stars.
Thanks very much, Phil. Phil Vine has reviewed Husband Replacement Therapy, HRT, Husband Replacement Therapy. It is by Kathy Lett, published by Penguin Random House, $37 the price.